The majority of the crew lived in Cowes because we were on always, even when we were at home on weekend, we were on a 2-hour notice to sail in event of emergencies. I remember certain emergencies like the Pacific Glory, which was a big ship that caught fire, a big tanker that caught fire. The Pacific Glory was a tanker that had been in collision that was brought into Sandown Bay, and it was on fire, heavily on fire. It was a front page story on the press of this big tanker in there, and we had to go out there for various reasons. It was a bit tricky because it was low water in Cowes and we could only get out just on high water. The ship was too big to get out at low water, so we managed to muster a crew and sail around there. By the time we got there was many people there doing what we could, but we kept a watching brief there. We always kept a watching brief when there were these incidents, both to keep, first of all, to see if we could rescue anybody that needed rescuing, but usually we were a bit late for that. Mainly we were there to stop other people getting into danger, running in there, and to act as an authority, if you like, because we had a certain statutory authority from the government, authority to take action over it. And of course, if anything sank, it was our responsibility to mark the position, buoy it off so nobody ran into it. That was one of our big requirements. The Pacific Glory didn't, the fire was put out and it was towed away.